The University Tower chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hi.
Hi. What are you looking up?
Danielle was sharing pictures of you and the students in Atlanta at the American Chemical Society. And so I was looking at pictures from Mexico with some of the kids that we were on the trip with.
How was the trip?
It was go, go, go. We did a lot of stuff. We were supposed to get back the Sunday night of spring break.
That's right.
And we got stuck in Dallas for two nights.
Ooh.
Ooh. So we got, so that was not so much fun.
Yeah. But sorry about that part, but it did sound like it was a lot of fun.
It was. And we went to Monterrey, too, in Mexico City. So,
cool.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff. Right, Professor Manning?
Are you wearing that bracelet that you got from that guy at the pyramid?
Oh, the guy that suckered me into probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Professor Stephen Manning is here to talk about bracelets, apparently.
We made the best of our time in Dallas by going to see a couple of things, but we went to see one battle after another.
Okay.
Which I would highly recommend.
I was apparently wondering very if it was good. Good.
Yeah, yeah, others
very
have
good.
Recommended that to me.
Very good.
I loved it. We loved it. We've subsequently seen, and the funny thing was we got back to the hotel at 10 o'clock at night, just turned the TV on to kind of find something to doze off to.
They had it there.
I said,
streaming.
We could have just, but it was good to see it on the big screen.
Sure.
But it was showing on, streaming on HBO Max, I think it was.
Okay, funny.
We've subsequently seen Sinner.
Oh, of course.
Ooh, wonderful.
I want to see that.
Excellent.
I think on HBO Max was less.
Maybe because we had just seen such a great movie.
Maybe because of that zombies in it. And since they don't exist, you know, what's
that?
What do you mean they don't exist?
Anyway, one battle after another, I can see that having won the award.
Okay.
Yep.
A man who knows his zombies and vampires is Professor Dave Chow.
Oh, yes, he knows.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent.
Personally.
Trying to give you some fodder for your sketches over there.
No, I got 3 weeks already loaded on, ready to go.
Oh, okay.
For my Instagram feed, so anyone follows.
Geez.
Well, of course he knows zombies.
Preloaded? Holy smokes.
I got time.
That's pretty wild there. So what's going on in the neighborhood that I didn't see for a week?
Did you hear about Catalpa being shut down?
I knew that he was going to have something. No, I didn't hear.
Woodward over to Maine in downtown Royal Oak is going to be shut down as of April the 13th.
Well, I'm glad to hear it because that is the worst stretch of road in Metro Detroit.
It is terrible.
I just think that it's funny because Enzo always says, like, Dad, is the only thing that old people talk about the weather and the roads. And I'm like,
that's because we have to pay for our cars. That's why.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, we care about our cars.
Yes.
It's a really bad stretch.
Mind you, when his car goes down, who pays for it?
Wait till you start paying taxes, Enzo.
What do he and his friends spend their time talking about?
If I told you... Yeah, you wouldn't believe me.
I spent $1,700 on a new set of tires only a week later to have something blow up one of the tires.
That's right.
Nice.
It was some drywalling piece of metal.
Right.
So I had to go get another tire.
What
a
mess.
At least they gave me kind of a discount on it because Haja Subaru is wonderful and has like the best customer service ever.
They are. They're great.
I feel slightly guilty now.
Because
I traded off artwork for my tires on my car, so I bartered.
That's a fair trade.
Yes.
That's a fair trade.
That's a great idea.
If I could trade chemicals for tires, I would too.
If I had anything to barter, you know.
I barter.
Kaboom.
We'll run fractional distillation.
Yes.
In exchange for electrical work.
Give me some thermite and see what happens.
Yeah. We'll do your chemistry homework for tires.
A vial of folic acid for
fractional distillation.
We'll run fractional distillation.
Fractional
distillation for a set of tires.
I can't wait to see that on a street corner.
Let's ask Professor Jim Tubbs, what would you barter of your skill set for a new set of tires?
A lecture about something ethical, which means pretty much there's nothing to talk about these days.
Well, that covers all the bases.
A lecture about something. What's ethics?
How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing all right.
Good, yes. Winter has returned, but I'm pretty sure spring will be back in a couple days.
But, you know, getting back to the ethics question, when we have members of the cabinet who argue that empathy would be our downfall, so we must get rid of it. Mm-hmm. We're in bad shape.
The weakness.
Who was that? I mean, it could have been any of them.
I was going to say.
The Secretary of War.
Yes. He was recently.
But several others nodded in agreement.
Seems to have decided to rename the Defense Department that, which is really stupid. But he's really stupid, so not
makes sense.
Story checks out.
Yeah.
Professor Mara Livesey is here with us today.
Hello.
Glad to have you.
Good to be here.
You have your massive Stanley, so you stay nice and hydrated.
Heck yeah.
Unless you're going to tell me that it's like full of something else or something.
Gin. Lots of gin.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, no, there's water in there, but, you know, sadly, speaking of water, I had a nice soda stream in my office, and it like exploded.
Oh no.
What? So full on broke.
Oh no. Ooh. That's too bad.
Aww. Yes, part of the part that goes from the, you know, CO2 canister to the apparatus that actually injects, that part just came off.
What?
And it cannot be glued, I don't believe.
Oh, that's too bad.
Do we need to get you a new one?
Maybe. This is pretty old.
You're a fan of carbonated beverages.
Ever since Macedonia, yeah.
There you go.
Sparkling water.
Living in Europe, it'll do it.
It'll do it to you, absolutely. Professor Daniel Maxwell is here.
Happy
I was trying
Friday.
To turn the word sparkling into something. I wasn't fast enough.
Sparkling, pink, glitter, beautifulness.
Sure, exactly.
That's what the tree currently is.
I had a really good Taylor Swift thing, too, but I've already forgotten it. It's been a really long week.
It's been a very long week.
I'm excited
to go to sleep.
Very long. Too. Very long semester. It's been a very long lot of things.
I texted Matt this morning, like, do you think my students would mind if I took a nap in class? He says, if you find out, let me know.
Did you find out? Can you please let us know?
Beth, you do know if you fall asleep, they will draw all over you. Or at least my students would have.
All right.
That'd be a, well, okay.
Sharpies are really tough to get out now.
Professor Beth Oljar is here with us, positing the important philosophical questions of our day. Do you think I can sleep in the middle of my own class? I mean, if you give them something to do, you know, you put up that big book and sort of hide behind it.
I tried that with proofs a while ago, and, well, they're getting better.
Yeah, they're getting better. That's good, because it's getting close to the end of the term.
Indeed.
Yeah, I have an 8:30 class this semester. It is...
A.M. or P.M.?
No, A.M.
Oh.
When I did three classes on Tuesday, Thursday, it was always 8:30, 9:55, 11:20, and then MFA.
Yeah.
And by then I was like,
zombie.
My brain is mush.
Yep. Yeah.
Zombie. They tell me that they use my class to warm up for their 9:55 class with Stephen Pascalina.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, great.
That's
thank
a
you.
Lovely sentiment.
I know.
What's warming up all about?
They probably mean it as a compliment and don't really understand.
We use it as a warm up.
Wait, the Gleyber Torres for Spencer Torkelson?
I don't know. That's a good one.
You're sort of like spring training.
And I am. Yeah. I'm like the warm-up, you know.
Did you make the cut?
I mean, geez. You're like the comedian that comes out at the beginning.
Yeah,
you're
exactly,
the warm-up act.
Or
the
they just become act, yeah. brilliant conversationalists when they get into Pascalina's class. Uh-oh. I don't know.
You're jogging in place before the actual run.
That's right. That's what I am. There
the
you
calisthenics.
Go. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Well, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you receive a brand new edition of the Ask the Professor coffee mug and the autographed photograph of the profs. If you don't stump the panel, we'll still send you the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Professors, the most important lesson I learned at 6 Mile in Livernois was that the simplest answer is always the best. Maybe not right, but always the best. So in response to your question a couple of weeks ago, in which pizza is always the better buy, I would simplify and say that, one, in Detroit, I always get pizza at Buddy's.
Oh.
Two, their pizza is sold by a number of squares. The 4 square is about $4 per square, and the 8 about $3.20 per square, so the bigger is more economical. Mm-hmm. When measuring round pizzas, the size given, 12-inch, is the diameter, not the circumference, and larger pizzas are almost always a better buy. By the way, down here in Charlotte, we now have a handful of, quote, authentic Detroit-style, unquote, pizza parlors.
Is this Hank?
At least two of them claimed that they were trained at Buddy's. Now I'm hungry, and I bet you are too. Hank Durkin, our good friend.
Is one of them a Jets? That they'd like to...
That's a good
question.
Did
you hear the news this morning about Buddy's, though?
Oh, I heard that it was sold to an investment group.
Yes, yeah. It sold to three investors in Birmingham.
Yeah, what? That's, right. That's not a good thing at all.
Yeah, don't know. I don't know. Thing, I'm not going to say anything yet.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Oh, we've got our rip-off Hunter House flipping burgers right now. I don't know what's going on.
And when's our little Burger Haven showing up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that opens up all night?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the rip-off Hunter House?
Hunter House was basically there for 70-plus years.
Yeah. They got chased.
They got chased, like they wouldn't renew their lease. But then what they did with the space is they put in
a burger joint,
which has a really crappy name too. Come on,
was it Happy? No, Better Burgers.
Better Burgers is what they titled the new restaurant built in the space.
So Hunter House isn't there anymore.
No,
they're at KFC.
To the KFC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Out of a trailer or a tent.
Wow. Right.
So it's just weird.
I used to take Olivia to Hunter House. Oh, quite
Hunter
a bit.
House is good.
Yeah, we
stuff.
Love Hunter House.
Never been there.
Sliders.
Hunter House is a little better than Tellway, just a little.
Props, the last time we were together, we had a massive question set, just absolutely massive, sent by Frank and the family Burrows. We had barely scratched the halfway point, so we got to get back to this. It's all over the place. The last question we had was, what was the name of the Minnesota town where Winona Ryder was born?
Winona.
The correct answer was Winona. Yep. Mm-hmm. That is exactly correct. What is the largest land animal that originates on the North American continent?
Currently alive or dead?
That's what I was going to ask.
I think you can look at it either way.
Bison.
Oh.
What did you say, Mara?
I was going to ask the same question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It says bison.
I was going to say woolly mammoth, but...
Yeah. Right, I was like,
Jim was right.
But, bison. You know, I know this is weird. I think woolly mammoths are actually from Northern Asia, and if they came here, they were on the land bridge. So,
that is where the elephants are,
and therefore became a bison.
Possibly, anything is possible.
Or Steve Bannon.
Anything is possible.
No offense to the bison.
We're still hoping for extinction. So,
or they became Steve Bannon.
Well, you didn't hear what he was saying.
No, I
didn't. Oh, okay.
He did.
It's just funny.
All right.
What vegetable was the first to be grown in outer space?
Onions.
Potatoes.
It's potatoes. That's why they did that in The Martian. Yep.
That was so funny when I was watching that movie and he had that line, I'm going to science the bleep out of this. I'm like, I have to tell Matt. Because I knew you'd love it.
Well, now you've got to get Professor Oljar to read Project Hail Mary.
Have you read Project Hail Mary? It's my new favorite book.
Oh my gosh.
I have not, although I know Ryan Gosling has gotten tons of props.
The science is accurate in the movie, except for one scene, which I will not spoil. Because it's been spoiled for me. But
I should read this.
You should read the book. People say to listen to the audiobook. I read the book, but the audiobook sounds fantastic as well.
Awesome.
So who's doing the reading?
I did the reading when I read the
book. No. The audiobook.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know who the person is.
Danielle makes all of her own audiobooks.
Is being made into a movie on Netflix.
What is
my Remarkably Bright Creatures?
I saw that.
I bought the book because you recommended it.
The element, the giant octopus. Yeah, I want to know who's going to play Marcellus the octopus.
Marcellus the octopus. According to Instacart, what is the most disliked food in America? To qualify, because we got a lot of qualifying questions, things that people do order but order the most infrequently.
Like Limburger cheese?
Like sushi?
According to Instacart, what is the most disliked food in America? So people order it, but it's the least ordered thing on Instacart.
Is it a cheese item?
It's not cheese.
Is it a vegetable?
It is not a vegetable.
Is it Italian mob boss?
Is it a meat?
It is a meat by some perspectives.
Spam.
No. I like spam.
Liver mush.
No,
I like liver mush.
I would like to point out that your first impulse was seafood.
Sushi.
You've gotten the closest with sardines.
Anchovies.
Really?
I love
anchovies.
I love
anchovies.
Sardines are good.
The sardines have been sold out at Trader Joe's the last two times I've been there. I don't know what people are doing with sardines.
That concentrated essence of fishiness.
No, I've got you on that. But if you have a really good marinara and then you pulverize, you know what I mean? Like literally liquefy the anchovy meat.
Oh, absolutely.
It's spectacular.
It's a flavor. Yeah.
And Caesar salad.
You can't make a Caesar salad.
How are you liquefying the anchovy?
Right. I don't like Caesar salads that actually, which means they're not real Caesar salads. I get it. But
you know what else you can do with anchovies? You can put them in olives and then put them in a martini.
Oh, see, there you go. Now that's flavor right there. Just, let me tell you.
That concentrated essence of fishiness just will never...
Yummy.
Just every time we talk like about fish. Things like this, there was a small window where my brother was trying to cut down on preparing for his lunch at work.
He is the principal of a Catholic middle school locally.
And he just had a stack of sardine cans next to his desk. They could crack it open and eat it and then just go back to work. I'm like, what?
Sardines
are you
on
doing?
Crackers are good.
I know.
And Kipper snacks are too.
But not when you're the principal of the middle school.
I mean, I'm pretty sure your lunch today was Cheez-Its.
I like sardines.
100% it was.
And they're healthy.
And they're healthy. Yep.
What a lot of high density lipoproteins.
What two U.S. states have one of those, you know, outdated, funky old laws where you cannot get married if it's on a dare? Two states, you cannot get married on a
couldn't
dare.
Couldn't be Las Vegas or
New Hampshire,
Nevada.
Ohio.
I don't even
Utah
know how to help you. The first one starts with the letter D as in dog. The second
Delaware.
C as in cat. Delaware is the first one.
Colorado?
Colorado is the second.
What? Yes.
You can't get married on a dare.
How know. Do they prove
so
that?
So Eva Knievel cannot get married.
Why would that get codified into law?
Right?
Why is this any of the state's business?
What precipitated that?
Just silliness.
Exactly.
Just
so
silliness.
Many
we're supposed to be free, and we are free to do stupid things, aren't we?
What would you fear if you had coulrophobia, C-O-U-L-R-O, phobia?
Cauliflower.
Color.
Cauliflower is good. Colors is
too
good.
Many calories. Fear of calories.
No. Fear of colors.
No. C-O-U-L?
C-O-U-L-R-O, phobia.
O-O-C-O-U.
Coulrophobia.
Fear of colors?
It's not fear of cats.
It's not fear of cats.
Fear of cauliflower. Fear of...
There's not many like root words in Greek that I can get you back to, but color was a good thing because these people are very colorful when they put on their makeup.
Clowns?
Clowns.
Oh.
Fear of clowns.
Creepy.
Yes. It's a reasonable fear.
Kramer was afraid of clowns.
Yes.
Isn't there a rally this Saturday about that too? Oh,
yeah.
Possibly.
Well, they're kind of creepy.
No kings.
Yes.
No kings. No fear either.
No, that's fear of kings.
Oh, same.
Which of the original comic book Avengers did not appear in the first few MCU movies, and I would add on to the question, would not have joined the Avengers formally until the very last scenes of Avengers Endgame?
The Wasp.
The Wasp is correct. Of course, Mr. Comic Book knows that.
Yes, nice.
I know my comic books.
Absolutely. Played by, what's her name? Evangeline Lilly in the movies, yes.
Interesting.
In what movie do you find the character Andrew Dufresne?
Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. What a great movie that is.
That
what
was.
A great story.
It's a better story. I mean, that's really one of his best novellas, actually.
Absolutely.
The full title is Rita Hayworth in Shawshank Redemption.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Huh. Well, yeah, because originally the poster that the wall is being dug out of was a poster of
Rita Hayworth.
And then, of course, over the decades, it changes. And
that's right.
Linda Ronstadt is there. And
okay.
And,
Oh, is this the tunnel that he's digging?
Mm-hmm. It's the tunnel he's digging to get out of prison. We have to spoil the movie, unfortunately. Yeah.
What?
I am somehow more enamored of Stephen King when there's nary a supernatural element, like that story, than other things. You know? So
what? Some of his aliases that he's written?
Richard Bachman.
But like
Stand By Me. I mean,
that's a great
he can
story.
Really get
I
to
not like The Body, I actually, which is what Stand By Me is based on. I thought that was the weakest novella of the four in that book. Apt Pupil was much better.
Oh, Apt Pupil. Oof.
The breathing method was unbelievably creepy.
Okay.
I mean,
that's cool.
Woman doing natural childbirth after being decapitated.
We don't never need to talk about that again.
But the book he wrote about 11/22/63 about Kennedy and going back in time.
People love
fabulous.
That story. Yeah, people wonderful. Love that story. Back to geography. What's the largest island? You can't see on that map. I always look up at it, though. What's the largest island of the Mediterranean?
Sicily?
Sicily
is what it says.
Good job.
That's
I was
right.
in the Caribbean for a second. Mm-hmm.
I know. I was like,
that would have been
Cuba?
Like,
maybe? I don't know.
The DR Haiti Island?
DR Haiti.
Caribbean. Sounds
Belle Isle? Zug?
Same spot.
Which American author became famous for writing a 6-volume biography of good old Abe Lincoln?
Carl Sandburg.
Carl Sandburg. Oh. Yes, that's right.
Oh, sorry. I keep on thinking third baseman for the Phillies. That's
Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan Sandberg.
That was my ball glove.
Who is credited for inventing, let's say, either the actual item or the name, the LBD, the little black dress?
Little black dress.
Sounds like a
Coco Chanel.
Chanel?
It says here it's Chanel. Yeah. Hmm. Coco Chanel.
Well, she was a bit of a Nazi, but okay.
She was only like... What's the joke about? I'm only slightly pregnant. It's like, I'm only a little bit of a Nazi. Like, oh, you know, that's fine.
She took her financial remuneration from wherever it might come from.
Exactly. Huh? Yeah.
How many cards are there? I bet you've never thought about this. In a standard deck of Uno.
Oh, wow.
Uno.
100.
It's not 100, but you're close.
108.
It's 108. How did you know that? That's a weird number.
Wow.
I'm pretty good at Uno, as it turns out.
I played a lot.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Uno player myself.
Is it skill or is it luck?
Are you allowed to go out on a draw two or any one of those? Okay, all right, okay. Those are some of those other obscure
rules.
I would be famous for when you have your second to last card. You're down to one card, you have to say.
Yeah, you have to say Uno, you draw two.
You have to say Uno, but then.
If you get caught.
Drop the draw four.
You'd say the wrong thing. To get people to think that the card you have left is this, when it's in fact not.
Oh, yes.
And if they fell for it, then you could.
Sneaky.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was accused of being devious at some point.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Very advanced.
Yes.
AP Uno here.
AP Uno.
AP Uno.
We got
to a high school near you.
We got Emmett, my youngest son. He loves card games. We play them all the time. And a stocking stuffer one Christmas. And it was Uno. It's mostly wild cards. And all I can tell you is, as advertised, about 90% of the deck is wild cards.
Oh,
so
no.
It's over in like a turn
chaos.
Or maybe two, because it's like wild, 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 wild. Okay, I'm out. Sorry. Why did we buy this? So stupid.
Have you seen the giant Uno cards that are like this big?
Absolutely. Please never bring those into our house. We'd be playing it all the time.
Sounds like a challenge.
Oh, my God. In what country would you find the world's largest escalator?
What country?
Shanghai?
Germany.
China.
It's
India.
It's in Asia.
Korea.
It's close to China.
Hong Kong.
It's Hong Kong is what it says here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the metro entrances, because they've got some deep ones in London, too.
Is it from the ferry boats?
Does it say how long the escalator is?
I've caught those things. I'm like, they last forever.
Gotta Google it.
We were just on the
It's gonna be like five Mexico? Stories That's or something like that. You know?
Never
was
ending.
That? Yeah, I don't remember. It was huge.
Dubai, right. Tom, right.
There's a huge one in the Moscow thing, too. The first time I got on it, I thought there was an engineering mistake.
Sure.
Or Kilimanjaro relived.
Mm-hmm. It took like 6 minutes to get down this thing. Oh
it is 3,000 feet, roughly.
Oh my God.
What?
That's 3,000 feet. Long.
That's.
There better be something at the top that makes it work.
It better be like gold bullion. I mean, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In what
I'll
state?
Tell you what it is, not having to walk up there.
Yes.
That's what's...
Yes.
Wait.
It's a 20-minute ride.
Elevators at this point?
Yeah.
What?
20 minutes?
It beats a one-hour climb. That's what it's replacing.
It's called elevators at this point, right?
Jeez. Profs, in what state of these United States would you find North America's largest airport parking structure?
Atlanta.
Dallas.
Chicago.
Houston.
JFK.
I know Detroit's
definitely
up there.
Looking in
Detroit's
a,
up there.
In a Beth Oljar direction.
Is it SeaTac?
SeaTac is
right.
What it
they
says.
Do have a huge one.
The parking garage can hold 13,700. That's a lot of cars.
It doesn't look that big from the air.
Yeah,
multi-levels, though.
Part of it's underground.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's where all the Boeing employees must park.
Or something like that, yeah.
It is a decent airport as airports go.
It is.
It's not as good as the Portland airport, which is like literally the best in the country, in my view. But
why? Sure. Why is it best in the country?
It's clean. It's well decorated. It's not full of people who are completely rude and
is
without
ample
manners.
Seating?
Do they give out free drinks like in a casino?
They have support llamas.
Well, there you go. Well, there that's we go. The answer.
You don't even need seating when you have support llamas. Like, I'll just stand and pet the llama.
And you don't need 3,000-foot escalators.
That's right.
Because we sat on the floor at the Atlanta airport. There was
I
no seats.
Never been to an airport that was any nicer than my hometown.
Llamas.
There was an old school position you could hold, job you could hold, called a stevedore. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they did?
Of course. Unloaded they carried luggage and stuff aboard ships.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hmm.
Of course.
Of course. Ocean liners. Uh-huh.
That's what bouillabaisse was made for.
Uh-huh. Bouillabaisse. That's right.
Stevedores. Because, of course, there's so much shellfish in it.
What is the newest NFL football franchise?
Ooh.
What's the last one that was founded?
That's a good
Las Vegas Raiders, right? They just
I mean,
moved?
You know what? I would give you partial credit for that. The Raiders existed before...
I was going to say Arizona Diamondbacks. It's like, yeah, they're a baseball team.
That's baseball.
So that won't work.
That's
Texans?
Baseball.
Houston Texans?
It's the Texans. Yeah. The Texans came out of nowhere. So, yeah.
Because they were the Oilers.
Yeah.
They just literally showed up to a game one day.
Spontaneous combustion.
They were the Houston Oilers.
They were the Oilers then, before. Okay. Yeah.
No, the Oilers became Tennessee Titans.
Oh, no. Yeah. So they were from nowhere. Yep.
From nowhere.
No, they were literally from nowhere.
Ex nihilo.
Well, they weren't from nothing.
From the big punt theory.
From nowhere.
If you drove south. On Liberoy.
Yes.
As far as you could go, you will end up at a T-shaped intersection at...
Canada.
What?
You end up in the river.
Also partial.
I don't know, Fort Street?
Michigan Avenue?
I don't know.
Jefferson?
It says Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Well, Jefferson kind of is a riverfront. So.
What it's got me thinking, though, and again, I'm looking at a map that will not help us at all.
Yeah.
Like, if you drove north on Main Street, I think it's like 33 or 34 miles.
Yeah, like Rochester,
like,
isn't it?
All the way past Rochester.
On Maine or Livernois? Like,
it goes
Maine?
Maine is Livernois. So.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah.
We need to take a field trip. Got to see where it ends.
Someone's got
to okay, who wants to go north? Who wants to go south?
Someone's got to look it up on their phone.
Somebody can go and just tell me.
Yeah. Verify it.
Hey, you let me know.
Hey, it's not any worse than me asking Jim to flush the toilet in Australia. So.
And take a video of it.
Yeah. Fantastic question set. As always, Family Bros, thank you so much. Last one.
Oh.
What color were the first Converse All-Stars, the Chuck Taylors as they are known? They were made in 1917. What color were they?
Black. Red.
Black and white?
Black.
Maybe?
Black and white?
Brown.
It says brown here is what they are.
Brown.
Natural.
Not a common sneaker color if you tell me drift.
Who would wear brown sneakers?
My granny says Converse high tops.
Let's see how bad these
like
are.
Like lavender. Pink,
oh, yeah.
Green.
Yeah. I used to have the multicolored ones. I mean, come
she
on.
Wore them to her quinceañera.
What? Wow.
I think that is cute.
If they had just a little more foot support, I might actually still wear those.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty flat.
They make great house slippers.
Orthopedic
flat
shoes.
Flat footers.
Yeah. I know. My orthopedic shoes. This is the world that I live in now. Professors, I'm so sorry. The time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Danielle.
Adios.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Farewell.
Dave.
See ya.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.